Hey everyone, Laura Bennett here, your favorite ADHD bestie. Buckle up because today we're diving into something super important. Forgiveness. Now, I know what you're thinking, forgiveness. That sounds like some hippy-dippy stuff. But trust me, this isn't about becoming a doormat or pretending everything is peaky keen. It's about clearing the mental clutter that weighs us down, especially when we've got ADHD brains buzzing around. Ever felt like your mind is a hamster wheel of grudges and resentments? You know, we blame past hurts over and over again. That's exactly what holding on to anger does. It keeps us stuck in a loop, preventing us from moving forward. So how can we practice forgiveness when our brains are wired for hyperfocus on the negative? Here are some key takeaways that might just blow your mind. 1. Forgiveness isn't about them, it's about you. This is huge. It's easy to get caught up in thinking forgiveness means condoning someone's actions or saying their behavior was okay. But holding on to anger only hurts us. It drains our energy, messes with our sleep, and even impacts our physical health. Forgiveness is about releasing the hold that anger has on us, not giving a free pass to anyone who messed us over. Think of it like this. Imagine your brain as a storage room filled with boxes labeled resentment and anger. Each time you dwell on a past hurt, you're adding another box to the pile, making that room more and more cluttered. Forgiveness is about taking those boxes, unpacking them, letting go of what doesn't serve you anymore, and finally cleaning out the mess. 2. It's a process, not a switch. Don't expect to magically erase years of hurt with a snap of your fingers. Forgiveness takes time, patience, and often a whole lot of self-compassion. Be kind to yourself throughout the journey. It's okay to have good days and bad days. Remember, you are not failing if you stumble. Just keep putting one foot in front of the other. 3. Acknowledge your feelings. Bottling up emotions never works, especially with ADHD. We are wired for intensity. Allow yourself to feel the anger, sadness, or hurt. Journaling can be a great tool for processing these feelings. Write it all out, get it off your chest, and then start brainstorming ways to move forward. 4. Focus on the positive. Sounds cheesy, right? But seriously, shift your attention towards things that bring you joy and gratitude. Spend time with loved ones, engage in hobbies you love, or simply savor a delicious cup of coffee. The more you focus on the good stuff, the less room there is for negativity to fester. 5. Practice self-forgiveness. This is huge. We're often our own harshest critics, replaying past mistakes over and over again. Remember, everyone makes mistakes. It's part of being human. Learn from them, forgive yourself, and move on. Holding on to guilt only keeps you stuck in a loop of self-blame. Okay, let me paint you a picture. Imagine Sarah, a brilliant but chronically stressed architect with ADHD. She's constantly battling deadlines, overflowing inboxes, and a mind that races a mile a minute. Recently, her boss criticized her work publicly, leaving her feeling humiliated and resentful. She replays the interaction over and over in her head, fuming about his unfairness. Sarah's resentment is like a heavy weight pulling her down, affecting her sleep, focus, and even her relationships. Now imagine Sarah taking those 5 key takeaways to heart. She acknowledges the hurt she feels but refuses to let it consume her. She practices self-compassion, reminding herself that everyone makes mistakes and that this doesn't define her worth. Instead of dwelling on the negative, she focuses on her strengths and accomplishments. She even starts practicing gratitude for the good things in her life. Slowly but surely, Sarah begins to let go of the anger and resentment, feeling lighter and more empowered. So there you have it. Forgiveness isn't about forgetting or condoning wrongdoings. It's about taking back your power, freeing yourself from emotional baggage, and creating space for joy and growth. Remember, forgiveness is a gift you give yourself, not the other person. Remember, letting go of anger isn't weakness, it's strength. It takes courage to forgive, but the rewards are immeasurable. Now, I want to hear from you. What's one small step you can take today towards practicing forgiveness? Share your thoughts in the comments below or tag me on social media. And don't forget to subscribe for more daily doses of ADHD wisdom and inspiration. You got this, beautiful brains.
Created with AI magic to deliver your daily dose of positivity, tap that review button if this show brightens your day.